The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
I'm speaking with Murgat Mohamed Zukarlai Mirzailan, Director of Group Commercial Management at E.co Group. So Murgat, with 5G, we know to expect high-speed, low-latency connectivity, but the right infrastructure is also needed to handle the surge of information that's going to result. So what are some of the differentiating factors that are contributing to 5G preparedness?
5G requires a shift in attitude as well as structure. Local authorities, mobile network operators, and enterprise needs to work together to assist each other in this shift. As we are in transition to the next generation networks, robotics, AI, IoT, automation, and private networks will all capitalize on 5G. In preparing for this, we're looking into areas such as fiber to maximize efficiency, reducing costs through the sharing of radioactive equipment, small cell to boost capacity, and antenna as a service where the antenna is shared and supplied by E.co. Mobile network operators is likely to break even longer in 5G investment financially. As a tower company, it's important that we provide more value towards these operators. With the successful 5G trials across our footprint, we're confident that we're able to offer the right solution to mobile network operators as they prepare to embark in their 5G journey. We are working closely with customers across our footprint countries. These customers who are almost ready to go live on 5G is namely in the Philippines, Sri Lanka, and also Malaysia.
What else is E.co doing to enable connectivity?
We are striving to narrow the digital divide by enhancing nationwide connectivity to ensure no one is left behind. Before embarking into the 5G journey, we must maximize 3G and 4G potential. We are working closely with the local government to deploy the optimal infrastructure solution that enables mobile network operators to provide connectivity in underserved areas. Providing telco infrastructure is like building a road. Once you have the access towards the road, an area can be deployed with houses, buildings, clinics, hospital, and many more. By providing connectivity infrastructure in underserved areas, we can entice mobile network operators to expand their offerings and services to communities in these areas. So we're able to draw in other solutions, and service provider will contribute positively to the livelihood in these areas. For example, we are collaborating with Facebook recently. This initiative is to deliver high-quality connectivity with a lower cost structure to ensure affordability of connection in underserved areas in countries E.co is operating in, especially where connectivity is impacted. Early deployment of 5G networks will certainly be led by mobile network operators and will focus on urban areas. However, the combination of lower entry with lower costs, broaden of customer base, and connecting the unconnected, it requires the support of investment in rural areas that is led by tower companies, mobile network operators, the local government, and authorities.
I'm speaking with Murgat Mohamed Zukarlai Mirzailan, Director of Group Commercial Management at E.co Group. I'm Lynn Mark, BFM 89.9.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.